Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, and welcome to the Cool English Podcast. I'm John, and today we're going to talk about geography. Learning some key vocabulary before your next trip can be very helpful, as it allows you to better understand and communicate about the places you'll visit. We'll cover three sets of 10 words, starting with the basic set today. Be sure to check out the other two sets for more advanced words. You can also do an interactive review at coolenglish.net. And don't forget to watch the video version of this podcast on YouTube. Okay, let's get started with the first set of 10 words. The first word is beach. That's B-E-A-C-H, beach. And the beach is a flat area of sand or small stones beside a sea or lake. In fact, one of the most popular destinations when we travel is to go to the beach. Next, we have cave. That's C-A-V-E, cave. And a cave is a large hole or chamber in the side of a hill or a mountain. You might see cartoons of bears who hibernate in a cave. Next, we have desert. That's D-E-S-E-R-T, desert. And the desert is an area covered with sand or rocks with very little rain and not many plants. So imagine a giant area of just sand and no water, and that's the desert. One of the most famous deserts is the Sahara Desert. Next, we have forest. That's F-O-R-E-S-T, forest. And a forest is a large area full of trees that are usually wild or not at a farm of some kind. It's common we go camping or hiking in the forest. Many animals live in the forest. After that, we have lake. That's L-A-K-E, lake. And a lake is a large body of water surrounded by land. This is normally fresh water, not salt water. And there are many lakes inside the United States. In fact, we have the five Great Lakes in the upper northeast corner. Next, there's mountain. M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, mountain. So be careful, we don't say mountain, we say mountain. And this is an elevated portion of the Earth's crust with steep sides showing exposed rock. There are many famous mountains like Mount Everest. Normally there are many together. We have the Rocky Mountains in the United States. People like to go snow skiing on the mountains in the wintertime. Next, there's ocean or sea. Ocean is O-C-E-A-N, ocean, and sea is S-E-A. So be careful again, we don't say sia, we just say sea. The A is silent. This is a large mass of salt water that covers most of the Earth's surface. So the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea, we have lots of oceans and seas all around the world, full of salt water. Next, there's river, R-I-V-E-R, river. And a river is a natural stream of water flowing in a channel to the sea or a lake. In America, we have the Mississippi River, a very large river, and people like to go on boats in the river or go fishing or swimming in the river sometimes, as long as the current is not too fast. After that, there's volcano. That's V-O-L-C-A-N-O, volcano. And a volcano is a mountain with a hole at the top through which lava and gases are forced out. Very common in movies, you'll see the volcano erupt and the lava come out and people have to escape and run away. It must be very scary to see a volcano. Finally, we have wave. That's W-A-V-E, wave. And this is a raised movement of water rolling across the surface of the sea. Surfers like to catch waves and ride them with their surfboards. So waves can push us to back to the beach or sometimes take us away from the beach. There are many waves when it's windy. Okay, so let's review. The 10 words for this set of geography vocabulary were beach, cave, desert, forest, lake, mountain, ocean or sea, river, volcano, and wave. That's it for today. Please check back for the other two sets of geography vocabulary at coolenglish.net and the Cool English Podcast. Thanks and have a great day.
Do you want to learn
English?
Cool English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool
English, dude. English.